Among the topics you and Jordana discuss, Amazon going 5 days a week, we'll get to that later in the show. There are many reasons to debate this. I missed this until I saw Nick Halter tweet about an hour ago. The Forum office buildings, they were sold in 2019, Adam Carter, for $73.7 million. They were sold last week for $6.5 million. Ouch! Once again, sold in 2019 for $73.7 million. 5 years later, $6.5 million. I'm glad the three of us were not a part of the group.
I think now's the time to get in on those office towers if you're in the market.
Oh my God.
Pounce now.
Should we call Jacob Fry and see how he wants to defend this one? Wow. That is...
Well, you've heard the story about how the one across the street, they're talking about tearing it down, right?
I have heard that. That's a gorgeous building.
A gorgeous building, and what is it?
What are they going to put instead?
25 years old? 30 years old, maybe?
Maybe, right? Have you heard what they would put instead? How about a giant new WCCO radio right next door?
I'm all for it.
I would love for us to go into one of these newish buildings where they're looking for tenants, and we pay a little, but also they get WCCO radio.
Yeah.
Right? Because I still would like to stay downtown. You still would like to, unless it would be like a block from me in Rosemount.
Apple Valley would be cool, but short of that.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to be in a building with a parking ramp underneath where we'd get a few spots. That'd be nice.
Be nice to be in a building where it wasn't 97 degrees yesterday.
Correct.
Or
like 30 degrees.
Yeah. Tomorrow it might be 30 degrees. This transformation and how it works or doesn't work in downtowns all across America and probably the globe is going to be fascinating to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's going to work.
I don't either.
Right? You know, you can sit there and say, well, we're going to turn a lot of these into residential areas. Well, some of them don't have the plumbing to make that work at all.
Right.
You sort of, if you have a condo or an apartment, you'd like to have a bathroom.
Go back to communal bathrooms.
Dave,
you got to go down to the first floor and
wait for it to shower.
With your shower caddy, you know, like waiting.
Dave, you pay, I don't know, $400,000 for the new condo.
Like the old dorm rooms?
Yes. Mm-hmm. One problem, you don't have a bathroom.
Yeah, you just get your shower shoes. Outhouse and a hose, I'm fine.
Get a bucket.
It's fine. Location. You can't beat the location.
Right? How many people have shower shoes? Do you have shower shoes at the house?
I don't have shower shoes.
Dave, shower shoes?
No, I gave up on those long ago.
No, I don't think I ever had shower shoes. You know?
I probably had them in college, but I don't.
Yeah. Where do you stand on you go to a nice restaurant and you bring a bottle of wine?
I'm trying to think if I've done that. No, I had this as a topic one time because we were at a restaurant with a pretty good wine selection and people brought a bottle and they sat, and then the bartender like broke the cork.
Ooh.
And it was
intentionally?
No. And
they acting. Yeah.
He had to, you know, finagle it to get it out. And I was just thinking, really? I mean, there's plenty of decent wines here.
I vote no, too,
because if you're going to a nice restaurant, they've probably got a halfway decent wine selection.
Yeah.
And you get a nice bottle of wine, enjoy it at home.
Okay. Where's the line? Okay. Can I go to a nice restaurant and say, hey, we brought our own dessert?
Yeah. I brought my own steak. Can you fry this up for me, please?
You know, we prepared the steak. We love your Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
So we brought steak, we brought wine,
and
we brought some banana cream pie.
Yeah.
We just want the atmosphere and some green beans.
Right. It's not like that bottle is, like if they offer the food that you'd like that would be a great pairing with the wine, I assume they're going to have the wine or something similar to it.
It's all similar.
What's that?
It's all similar.
Bologna. You want to admit, I finally for his birthday bought him a hoity-toity bottle of wine and basically some moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
You have not discussed this on air, right? I think we talked about it off air, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Would you like to admit that the nicer one was much, much better?
No.
It was not.
No, it wasn't. I told you. We had a taste test among about five of us, blind taste test, and the winner for best tasting was the cheap wine.
Get rid of these people. I don't know what you have to do.
Do you ever decant your wines?
Sometimes. Normally, I just want it right there, though.
Yeah.
You know? I have the little contraption. How about you?
We did, when I think it was either Christmas Eve or New Year's. No, I think it was Christmas Eve or Christmas. Yeah, I poured it in there. And
how long did you wait?
It was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm not that.
I
don't know the.
I like me some good wine. I don't know.
In fairness, I'm leaving my hat to Dave. I don't think I know the difference.
Yeah, if I have,
I don't think the bouquet. Like, ooh, we waited just enough time.
I'm not sure if I have it at a half hour,
right?
Hour and a half.
Still tastes good.
I can identify where we are in the progression. Adam, do you love popovers? If so, from where? Someone suggesting Renaissance Festival, Axel's. Where do you stand on popovers?
The restaurant I was talking about that had the folks brought the bottle of wine in was Jensen Supper Club in Eagan. They've got great popovers.
Popovers.
Yeah, Axel's has great popovers. They're great.
They kind of have a peak moment, though, right? Hot.
Kind of like you in high school.
Puffy. God, I was setting you up for the joke at your expense, and you beat me to it. What do you want on your – you want honey?
The butter. Honey? I mean, the butter that's, a little, like a little honey butter or.
Why don't we eliminate butter and have honey butter on everything?
Or garlic butter, too.
Garlic butter, Harrigan?
I'm pro garlic butter. Yes.
Yeah. Was it Timber Lodge Steakhouse where they'd give you the big loaf of bread with the garlic butter?
I think they'd do that. And
big knives, too. They had big knives at Timber Lodge.
Big knives. Yeah. Tough guy place.
Tough guy town.
Tough guy place. All right. We got plenty of text coming in. Add to us where to get your popovers, 47 past 12. A little sex talk with Carter, too, when we return for Ask Adam Anything on CCO. I detest this song.
Keep on rolling.
Roll with the changes.
You guys need help. That's the text for
you
sure.
You guys need help.
That's all true.
Sick puppy.
We don't get enough sick puppies.
He's one sick puppy. You are one sick puppy,
used to
buddy.
I get that a lot. First of all, restaurants mark wine three times the price of liquor stores.
Yes.
Maybe you prefer Boone's Farm. And bringing food into restaurants is a little different than a bottle of wine. Food is regulated by the health department. Okay. Couple things. You need help because I think you missed us joking about food.
Right.
And weren't being serious. And wine is an upcharge. Food is an upcharge. Forks and knives is an upcharge. And if it's the third bottle of wine, maybe a little Boone's Farm.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Orange Hurricane.
People are touting the general store in Minnetonka that they have great popovers. Mm. That'd be pretty good. Adam, you can only pick one. Knowing when you're going to die or knowing how you're going to die, which is your selection?
Wow. I'm going with how. Because if you know how, it probably...
Try to avoid it?
Yeah. I mean, couldn't you make an effort to try to avoid that? If it's, obviously if it's cancer or
you're
something.
You're on a cruise ship and you drown.
Right. So I'm not... It's not like... Well, it's a Colette trip. I'm sure it won't be this one.
Wait a second. Where is it?
Yeah.
It's in Sydney, Australia. Okay, I'm going to take the chance.
Because learning the how might lead you to when, too.
Yeah, because haven't we talked about this before? Would we want to know when we're going to go? If Dave Harrigan was told, 88, you're dying at 88, would you want to know?
I think I would.
You?
I think I'd want to get in everything I want to do.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to know.
I don't think I want to know either. What are the last couple months like? Now, maybe you're so sick you know it already. But what if it's then 66? Would you be more inclined to want to know if it's younger? So you'd quit this popsicle stand and say, I'm going to travel the world and do everything I can because I don't have the extra 20 years.
No, I feel like I'd only want to know if I were, if it was going to be older than tell me.
I'm just the opposite.
Really?
I think if, you know, they said you only got till 45.
Oof.
See you, Chad. I'm traveling the world.
Yeah.
I think I'm with Dave, too. If you told me I'm 59, it was 65, and I thoroughly enjoy doing this show, and part of it is the two of you, I would say I probably would want to do another year or so, but then I'd want to know and want to spend more time with my family and friends and all sorts of things. What is Adam's favorite restaurant in downtown Minneapolis?
Oh, Minneapolis. I'm not qualified enough to answer this, I don't think, because I haven't really.
Well, there's a lot of things we opine on where we're not really qualified to answer.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't even been to some of the real.
Okay, what's your favorite place?
Probably.
Well, your favorite place is O'Donovan's. That's where you've been the most, right?
Of course.
That's where you've hung out the most. But if OD's is out of the picture.
You know, like. Probably, honestly, and I'm like, I'm most consistent, and for, I mean, I like steakhouses. So, like, Murray's to me is a great restaurant.
Murray's is a great restaurant.
Like, 112 Eatery.
112 Eatery
is great. But, I, you know, I've been to Spoon and Stable, and everybody's like, you know, obviously Spoon and Stable's up there, but I've only been like one time, so.
That would be my selection. I think Gavin does a spectacular job.
Right.
But I think Tim Murray and my father and I disagreed on a lot of stuff. Not on Murray.
No.
And the two of us have sat at the bar, what, four or five times?
Mm-hmm.
I think the changes they made with the bar maybe 15 years ago really improved it.
Right.
Yeah. And there's plenty of great places. By the way, there's plenty of just more casual,
absolutely
non-expensive places. All good options. All right. There's a survey about sex. The state ranked for being the most sexually satisfied in the country. What is your guess? 1 to 10. They went with 1's a total snooze. 10, they called it the Chad Hartman. No, they called it an earth-shattering
experience.
It's
got to be California, right?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
At 6.792. Alaska came in last at 2.524. Adam Carter, 1 to 10, how sexually satisfied are you? 1 to 10. Jen's already given me her number.
I know.
Let me just say it's called Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah. I'm a 10.
You're a 10.
Yeah. I get enough. I get all I need. And actually suffered an injury the last time, but that's another matter.
Where?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave that up to you.
Speculate. Thank you. Very humble opinion about himself and his
sexual. I'm just talking about my own.
He's the greatest lover ever. I think that's what he told us.
Well, I think he's
in my own mind.
I think he's giving credit to Jen. She might be a 1.5.
Right.
Let's be clear. That was Dave calling Jen a 1.5.
No, she. I think he was saying she'd call me a 1.5.
I'm kidding. We already blew by one break. We blew by another. Should we go 50?
How about right about now?
Okay, we'll stop talking.